we thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and wherever you are listening to our international broadcast, we welcome you, and we're trusting and praying that the Lord will make our entire service a real blessing to you today.
Blessed be the fountain of blood, to a world of sinners revealed. Blessed be the dear Son of God, only by His stripes are redeemed.
A wonder far from this fall,
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting the gospel of Christ on this broadcast. And we are thankful for the shed blood of the Son of God that does cleanse us from all of our sins. And we know that this was made possible through your love and through the gift of your dear Son, and we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for our precious congregation today, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit shall accompany this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. If there be those in our congregation who know thee not, we pray that the Word of God and the Spirit of God will be able to work in hearts that we might know of some precious soul surrendering their heart and their life over to thee as a result of today's broadcast. So bless it throughout its entirety and bless this precious people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to invite you to visit our webpage. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. You will find a number of our radio broadcasts there. If you have missed some in the past, you may listen to them. You may also listen to other messages that are on our website. Also, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, which is posted there from issue to issue. You may also join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org.
Whosoever heareth, shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will, may come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation of the
On today's Way of Truth broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing a message by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. This message was aired earlier over Radio Cayman in the Cayman Islands, and we are thankful for the privilege of sharing it with you in our Way of Truth broadcast today. So may the Lord bless you as Brother James brings us the message on our broadcast service today. Brother James.
For the devotional part of our service, I will be reading from St. Luke chapter 15. St. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 through 24. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. Amen. He was lost and is found. Amen. And they began to be merry. The message today is taken from the parable of the prodigal son, a part of which I have just read. It is a true picture of a sinner being reconciled to God. I don't suppose there is a more fitting passage in the Bible than this to show us the reality of God's love and mercy. This parable depicts the grace and mercy of God in a most moving and real way. Amen. And I'm sure we are all familiar with it. It shows us that God does not look at how far down one may plunge in sin, but how he can renew their lives. Amen. And I realize that some go deeper than others in a life of sin, but that means nothing to God.
No.
Sin is sin.
Right.
In the sight of God.
Amen.
And God specializes in lifting people out of a life of sin. So no sinner is beyond God's reach or beyond God's help. You must never get to the place where you think that you're out of reach when it comes to the mercy of God. This young man felt unworthy, yes, of the love of God because of where he had gone. But God is so merciful and kind and loving. While modern means may have changed a lot of things in the world, the fact remains that the problem of sin is still very real in this world that we live in. Many have claimed that they haven't found anything to live for. I'm here behind this microphone to remind everyone that God specializes in doing for us what no one else can do.
Amen.
No one but God can take us out of this horrible state of sin.
Amen.
And plant our feet on a rock, the solid rock, Christ Jesus. Jesus himself said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came and gave his life to do something for us that we couldn't do ourselves, or what no one else could do for us. Jesus saves, friends, and his blood washes whiter than snow. The songwriter says, I believe Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. Life offers us two ways, the way of sin and the way of God. That is a reality. The Bible tells of one who went down and then came up. This is the prodigal that we just read from. He went down, but he came up. He made two decisions. The first one was to follow the path that he thought was right, until he came to himself. Then he made another decision to come back to God. Listen very closely, friend, to the words of this parable. This young man was responsible for his own decision. Verse 12 says, And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Many of us feel that we don't need God anymore, so we travel on. But let me tell you something, friends. We all need this God. Amen. This young man took a road that he never dreamed he would end up in. He began a long search for fulfillment. We see it happening all around today. People turn to this and they turn to the other. They go here and they go there. They say this and they say that, looking for fulfillment. You'll never find spiritual fulfillment in the world, the material world. It is found only in Jesus Christ. You'll not find it in money. You'll not find it in houses. You'll not find it in material goods. You will find it only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He never found the fulfillment there. The verse 13 says, And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. The group sang here a while ago, Sin will take you farther than you want to go. There are people living today who never dreamed they would be in prison, but they're there. There are people today who never dreamed they would have done the things that they have done. Sin will take us farther than we would like to go, the songwriter said. He never found fulfillment on that journey. Verse 14 says, And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. He found himself destitute and far away from his father. The Bible goes on to say, And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. That's what it says, friend. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. What a way down. He went down and down and down. He became forsaken and friendless, and he would fain have filled his belly, it says, with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But that's not the end of the story. He soon discovered the path that he was on. And he decided to do something about it. Verse 17 says, And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Listen to what he says. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. What a decision. He began his way back up. He was now humbled and realized his need. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That's what sin does for us, you know. It takes us far away from God and we feel unworthy of his love. There's a song that we used to sing one time. I am amazed that God could ever love me. Let me tell you, friends, those of you listening to my voice today, it makes no difference where you have gone. In a life of sin, God loves you. God gave his son, Jesus Christ, for you, that gave his life on Calvary's old rugged cross, that you could be redeemed from a life of sin. This young man began his way up. Verse 20 says, and he arose. You see, it's one thing to come to a knowledge of where we are. It's another thing to do something about it.
Amen.
He arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Now he was reconciled and accepted, reclothed, and spiritually alive. The father met him and hugged him up. He put the best robe on him. He put the robe of righteousness on him, friends. And this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. That's what redemption is. It's a sinner coming back to God. Amen. Those of you listening to my voice today, if you have known the Lord and have backslidden, you too can come back.
Amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
There is always room for you. Paul described in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 the state of the justified soul. What a state to be forgiven by God and to be accepted into his great kingdom and to know that God loves us and has forgiven us and threw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them against us anymore. What more could we want in life? Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we have peace with God, we have peace with ourselves. And we have peace with our fellow men. It's a deep, subtle peace that this world cannot give you and that this world cannot take away. It is a peace that only God can give. This young man went down, but he came up, friends. He found that peace that he was looking for, that he didn't find in the pathway that he was on. Sin will take you farther than you would like to go. If there's someone listening to my voice today that has been touched by the Spirit of God, you long for a change of life, you long for something better, why not turn to this God, this one who loves you so much that he's waiting with outstretched arms to receive you home. Be like this prodigal. Come back home. If you're wandering away today, and you have wandered away, come home. Come home. Those of you that are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Amen.
Calling, O sinner, come home.
trust that today's message by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Grand Cayman, has been a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And now this is Alvin E. Craig inviting you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.